The best Orient News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing an executive order directing the Justice Department to prosecute people for burning the American flag. That move challenges a 1989 Supreme Court ruling that protects flag burning as political expression. Liberal critics question the legality of Trump's move. Details emerging at this hour. We don't know too much. However, Australian Prime Minister saying Iran has directed at least two anti-Semitic attacks in Australia, and the Iranian ambassador has just been expelled. President Trump marking the four-year anniversary of the deadly U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Greg Clugston reports.
Surrounded by Gold Star families in the Oval Office, the president signed a proclamation.
Honoring them and honoring you and honoring your loved one. And so sad and so unnecessary.
It's been 4 years since the Abbey Gate bombing, during which 13 U.S. service members and approximately 170 Afghan civilians were killed. Donald Trump has referred to the episode as one of the nation's most embarrassing moments.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says crime-plagued cities across the nation will be wise to welcome federal assistance from President Trump.
McGuire says if there are any big cities that don't want the assistance,
it's because they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, unfortunately.
She says not only has the program been working in D.C.,
it will make a difference in any city where this is allowed to happen.
And she says it appears the only reason local Democrat leaders reject the idea is because they don't want to win for President Trump.
And I can't imagine hating someone so much that as an elected official, I would rather watch my city burn than be safe.
McGuire was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. Pakistan spreading anti-Semitism.
A British Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. Six-part series will highlight pivotal moments in the history of this unbelievable church. This is SRN News. A pending multi-billion-dollar deal within the beverage industry. Rich Thomason has that story.
Keurig Dr. Pepper is buying Pete's Coffee owner J.D.E. Peet's in an $18 billion deal. When the acquisition is complete, the company plans to split into two separate entities. One will focus on coffee, the other on beverages including Dr. Pepper, Canada Dry, 7-Up, and energy drinks. The coffee business will boast about $16 billion in combined sales, and the beverage business roughly $11 billion. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Well, the world of Caitlin Clark just keeps growing. She is Nike's newest signature athlete, expanding the company's partnership with the WNBA star. Nike revealing a new logo of interlocking C's to represent Clark, her first signature shoe and apparel collection debuting next year. More details at srnnews.com.